Welcome to the Physics Teaching Podcast, a podcast for teachers of physics made by physics teachers. Welcome to the Physics Teaching Podcast special bonus edition. Hi Robin, have you enjoyed the last couple of weeks of my holiday?
Yeah, it's been lovely to have you away on holiday, sending me pictures of you up mountains and pictures of you in the Alps and pictures of you at CERN. That was a particular favourite of mine. Did you hear my teeth grinding from Switzerland?
I'm afraid I did. I did have quite a physicsy holiday in the end. We were driving down the motorway in France, and my phone navigation and my speedo in my car were arguing. They were miles apart. So, of course, I got my beloved wife to start timing as we drove part down the motorway, because in France they have kilometre markers in the central reservation. So I put the car on autopilot, and we drove exactly the same speed for 5 kilometres, worked it out. And the sat-nav was right. The car speedo was massively wrong. I've been going quite slowly in the UK for all the time I've had the car.
It's funny, actually, because I noticed that Google Maps, in a recent upgrade, they started putting the speed on the corner of the... and you do realise how they build in that margin of error in the speedos in UK cars.
Yeah, so that was, I was actually using Google. Other sat-navs are available, I guess. Not that we're the BBC, we can pretty promote Google as much as we like.
Absolutely. If they're going to pay us. Google, can you give us some money
now? Google.
Hey. We think you're lovely. And for cash, we'll think you're even better.
Yes, and I also took my family, dragged my family to Geneva. We went to CERN and the UN, did all the things I do on my school trip to CERN.
They must have loved that.
It was a bit deja vu for me, but they soldiered through CERN. We were there, weren't there long, it was the last thing we did, but... It's very different taking people who aren't studying A-level physics. That's all I'm going to say. Very different.
I can imagine the thrill of... And this is where they accelerate the protons to 97% of the speed of light. Kind of loses it in a non-physics audience, does it?
It was things like, and here is a crystal detector for showers of particles from a collision. And my family didn't know what particles were, didn't know what collision was, had no concept of... this massive machine to pick up these collisions from these tiny particles. So it was a bit weird. We didn't stay there very long. But I have just booked my tour for March, so I'm getting in early, got the right tour on the right day.
Excellent. So you're out in March, are you? So how do you do it? Because this is... Sorry, we're getting into... this is...
We should do an episode on this. I think I have thought about that.
We should do an episode on how to do a CERN trip. Yeah, it is a good idea, because it's a lot of people say, oh, you should go out for the day on EasyJet, or you should go out for a couple of days and make it a weekend. And
yeah, exactly. I think it's definitely one we should do an episode on, and... I don't think we do it perfectly at all. And the new physicist coming to my school, they do it every year. He says, oh, we do a boat trip, and we've never done the boat trip. So there's lots of options of doing it. We go for 2 nights. But I think we should do an episode on it. It's quite exciting what's coming up. I was going to say we should trail that. We've got an interview with NU STEM about careers, haven't we? And we've got Patrick Kaplow did an interview with the lead scientist on the telescope he was based at. So that's all to come in September.
Yeah, loads of people stacked up, actually. Loads of people who said, oh, yeah, I'd love to appear next year. I'd love to talk on the podcast. So loads of good people around. And NU STEM, Dr. Carol Davenport, what a star she is. Absolutely great to have her.
Yeah.
So good.
She was great. We might lead off with that. Also, CLIAPs have said they'll come on, and they were tweeting today, because Jonathan Shaw was tweeting about making a light gate using Arduino, and I have Arduino just lying around the house, and I thought, what a great idea, and CLIAPs tweeted almost immediately, here is the instructions, so that might be doing that as part of my summer holiday.
Well, CLIAPs are bored out of their skulls in the summer holidays, because nobody's blowing up children or pouring acid on them or doing any of the stuff that keep CLIAPs entertained for the rest of the year. So the poor sausages, they probably just sit there staring at Twitter all day. Anyway, hello, CLIAPs.
Now, we're just doing a quick podcast here to play in all the errors we used to make. When we started, we recorded for far too long and left me with a huge editing task. We made tons and tons and tons of errors. This is before we got pro, Robin.
Yeah, and you know, also, I think there's something about the podcast that old maxim about if you leave an infinite number of monkeys bashing away at an infinite number of typewriters. Do you know where I'm going with that, don't you?
Yes.
And I think there's a sense of that. And that kind of comes across in the gag reel a bit, I think.
Yes. So I think we'll just play into it. And then tailed on to the end will be the infamous call made to our never used otherwise. But someone will do it one day. I'm optimistic. Someone will do it for real. Where you can leave a message on WhatsApp or Telegram. And there was the fake message by you, which tickled me so much. So I'll put that on the end.
I think the Russian secret police will start using it as a dead drop soon, to be honest. It's almost impossible to find, so you might...
Leave us a message. It's in our Twitter profile, WhatsApp or Telegram. Leave us a voice memo. The number has been rung a few times. I'm sure it's people trying to sell me PPI.
I would have thought so. That would be quite entertaining to have on the podcast. Somebody's finally got in touch.
Have you been affected by PPI?
Have you been in an accident? Oh, dear. Right, let's go into it, Robin. So in celebration of 10,000 plays, still increasing every day, and we should mention that the Anna in this clip is Robin's wife. Here are some of our favourite mistakes in the early days of the podcast. Robin, we forgot to introduce you last time.
Well, I presume that was some sort of crude audition, wasn't it? That you were just thinking, well, if he doesn't work out, try and get someone else. But anyway, yes, my name's Robin.
Yes, if there's
Griffiths.
Anyone else out there who wants to do a physics teaching podcast, please contact
that's probably
me.
That's probably why I didn't introduce myself last week, because if I was about to launch into it, somebody kept interrupting me. Now... yes, my name's Robin Griffiths, and I work... Sorry, I'll start again.
We're moving off the bottom of the exponential. I think our gradient is increasing at a rate that is matching our graph. Anyway, so I think, yes, we're definitely...
It's like you don't teach physics, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest.
Just in case, listener, you hear it creaking. Yeah. These are the squeaky leather chairs in Robin's living room.
Yeah, we swear it's the leather chairs.
So, welcome, Robin, to episode 6.
Okay, so in the podcast notes, we'll have two pictures, one of a tennis ball filled with water, yeah, and one of a tennis ball on its own.
And see if you can tell the difference.
Tell which one's which. I swear we will. One of them definitely will, I swear, have water in it. No, really.
Someone called Anna Vignolis likes our tweet.
Jolly good. Yeah, she's quite good. She's got quite a few followers. She's a professor of education at Cambridge University, you know.
Yeah.
She specialises in labour workforce markets in the education world. Maybe we should get her on one day talking about the shortage of physics teachers.
I think that's a great idea, but I have heard she has very poor taste in men.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is, but you know, there's been loads of, and this is
then oh, brilliant start.
Ah, you've done one. Ha! See, now cut that out, put it in. Ha!
I will. I think with that big heavy, you know, that big hard solid that. Hi, I'm Thomas WP, part-time A-level physics teacher. I can't remember what I am. And this is Robin Griffiths, who used to be a wonderful physics teacher, who I used to admire, and now is in charge of something. And the nights are dark. I like that bit where she talks about imagination and how enthusiastic she is about practical.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's good.
Thank you for your insight.
Oh, sorry. Yes. So, what do you want me to say? Something more? More? Sorry. Are we back on? Okay.
Again, Ben had some good tips on that in his book, but so Dr. David Boyce on Twitter.
Being able to show progress in the children's progress.
A velocity at the end of the tube. I'm sorry, did that just chime in to the...
There's someone on their phone.
And definitely nothing more than a ping pong ball should be fired.
Mm. Yeah, no hamsters.
And in the show notes, we will put a link to the CLIAPS page, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, hamster would be cool.
So firing this thing, what we found was I had a beautiful bike ride today in bare legs. Very exciting when you do that again the first time after the winter.
Oh dear, there goes my supper.
I'm waiting to see them shaved. Welcome to the Physics Teaching Podcast, the podcast for teachers of physics, made by physics teachers. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Thomas. How are you?
I'm great. Much. I can't say that. I already f***ed up.
That was good. Go again. I think we were 15 seconds in. That's good.
15 seconds in. We have kind of a running order. And... Anonymous chinchilla.
where's Anonymous Chinchilla come from?
That's your icon. You're clicking in the document and it says Anonymous Chinchilla.
Really? I that's not me, I don't think, but anyway.
But she has four constant velocity cars, which I think are a thing in America. They're all labelled 1 to 5. And then she gets the kids to... And the opportunities with the opportunities with it are...
Click her on the book, so that'll be good.
Oh, hold on. Mid-podcast. Come and be on the podcast.
Hello. Who am I talking
to?
Talk to Robin.
Hello, Robin.
Hello.
She can't hear you. I'm on the headphone.
Oh, she goes, you can't hear me. But
would I like a coffee? I would love a coffee.
Carried on talking after we'd stopped recording for another half an hour. So, yeah, I mean, James, I could just spend hours in his company listening to him. He's such a lovely guy.
Yeah, says the podcast host that never edits the actual podcast.
Well, you know, I'm more of an executive editor. Yeah.
you're in for your radio voice, Robin, not for your editing skills.
Yeah, I have to say, and I have to say this in my best radio voice, that you honestly, I have to go on record here as saying that I do 3/5 of naff all on this podcast.
I've lost count now. Episode 26, I think. 27? No, it's 26. So let's start again. We've got to 2 seconds. 2 seconds of the one take. Welcome.
Thomas, do you fancy a bit of a workshop on diagnostic questioning?
I love a bit of CDP. I love a bit of CDP. This whole podcast has been some excellent CDP for me.
It's CPD. CPD, Continuing Professional Development.
What did I say? CDP?
You did, yeah. I don't know what that is. Is that Centre for Disease?
Cut that out.
Something.
Yeah, CPD. Le.
Are you there?
I am here. I've been here for ages. I'm here. I am here. I can hear you.
Oh, I can't hear you at all. I've lost you.
Okay, I'm stopping recording.
Hello. Oh, hello. This is Edna. I'm a retired physics teacher now. I used to teach physics many, many years ago. In fact, so long ago, I taught a young James Clerk Maxwell. Oh, those were happy days. He was such a cheeky tyke, with his div this and his curl that and his huge bushy beard. Oh, happy days indeed. He had a funny idea about describing the whole of the electromagnetic domain with just four equations. I said to him, I said, James, you'll never amount to anything unless you write down what I tell you in your controlled assessment first. Oh, happy days. Anyway, I've very much been enjoying the podcast, and I just thought I'd get in touch to ask whether that lovely Thomas is a married man. I'm 87 years old, you know, but I've got all my own teeth, and he can rummage around in my beard any time. Anyway, keep up the good work, boys. I think it sounds just lovely. I've got to go now, though, because it's time for me colonic irrigation. Quick tip, use a Van de Graaff generator. It's very invigorating. Bye-bye.
Your old lady just is terrible.
This is not the best.
Right, Robin, you're off to Canada soon, aren't you?
I am off to Canada soon, yes, Sunday, off to Canada, and no doubt I'll be reprising my role as old lady in Canada. That'll be great. I'm not sure that's going to leave me with much credibility in the sense of any type of physics community after this, but never mind. Anyway, there we go.
I don't know what to say to that. Well, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the holidays if you're still on holiday, and we will be back in September.
Yeah, I hope your results were all great and that all of your students got what they needed to progress, or if they didn't, they found an alternative route that will make them happy.
What a nice way to end. See you, Robin.
Take care, Thomas.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Physics Teaching Podcast, Season 1. We wouldn't have got to 10,000 plays without you liking and sharing with your friends and colleagues, so thank you very, very much, listener, for your help and support. It's been a blast. We're looking forward to getting more of you on next season, and the first episode will probably be the second week of September. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.